Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So they have two men they're going to choose from to replace Judas. There's Joseph and then Matthias. And they prayed and said, Thou Lord knowest which of the hearts of men, show where these two thou hast chosen. And we see that the vote fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with, verse number 26, he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Now, let me throw a piece of information in here. I have a few preacher friends that do not believe that Matthias was a true apostle, that they thought Peter jumped the gun, so to speak, ahead of, not being led by the Holy Spirit and yada, 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 that Matthias was not a true apostle. I have a couple preacher friends that don't believe that Paul should have been the 12th apostle. And we'll get to that in just a second. But if you read later on, you know, in the book of Acts, three times it mentions about Matthias being known as an apostle. Here it talks about verse number 26. He was numbered with the 11 apostles. And later on in the book of Acts, you see where actually he took a position as apostles and everyone recognized his place as an apostle. So now we see a couple of things now why there cannot be no apostles today. Number one, I know nobody living on earth today that was baptized by John the Baptist. Nobody. I know nobody that actually saw the resurrected Christ. What about the Apostle Paul? I'm glad you asked. Remember on the road to Damascus? He saw Jesus personally. Now, was he baptized by John the Baptist? He wasn't baptized by John the Baptist, but he wasn't missionary so much to the Jews as he was to the Gentiles, but that's a whole other story. But I want you to see that there's nobody today that can call themselves biblically an apostle. It's interesting. There are no more today. Then we see here, go back in 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, that first he set apostles. That's who he started with. And then secondarily, he set prophets. Now, in the sense of, in biblically speaking, there are no prophets today, even though some would say I'm an apostle. Some even has a title, prophet so-and-so. Biblically, there are no prophets today in the biblical sense. Now, if you want to say I speak from God's word, well, I understand what you're saying, but literally what we're talking about is the word prophet. It was one back then who spoke for God by direct revelation. Remember, there was no Bible. They couldn't say, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, and I'm going to teach you. So by direct revelation, God endued certain men to be a prophet. They would speak for God. You don't have that today. You got to watch somebody very closely that says it. God told me this. I understand what they're saying, but you better watch that person if he says he's speaking for God. Did it come from God's word? Or did he just wake up one morning and say, you know, God told me this, so here's what you say. If it didn't come from God's word, you better mark that man. Are you following? So in the instance of prophets, there are no more today. Matter of fact, we're told in Timothy to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman needed not be ashamed. We just don't get it by divine revelation anymore. We have to what? Study. Amen. And that's, I want to see the difference here. When in the first church, those supernatural gifts, God, as he chose, gave the apostles, we know the apostles, and then some he chose as prophets. You're going to speak for me. Because there's no Bible. So someone was to pick up, thus saith the Lord, without a Bible. Then we see teachers. They didn't go to Bible college. They didn't go to Emmaus Baptist College or whatever Bible college they may have gone to. They didn't have a Bible. They didn't even have parts, the scriptures or the Old Testament. Might have had bits and pieces of it. But for what we know, the 60, they didn't have that. How could they teach? Daddy used to say this, you can no more teach that which you do not know than you can come from a place which you've never been. Let that sink in. Some of y'all went, pew. You can no more teach that which you do not know than you can come from a place that you've never been. How can you teach something you don't know? Because God supernaturally endowed people. with that divine knowledge. They didn't have to study. They didn't have the Word of God. So they could stand and they could teach people the things of God. By the way, aren't we blessed to have a Bible? Be able to open our books and the book to the Bible and see. They didn't have that. So God gave some men. I won't get into the debate about women. Probably some women ability to teach other women and all. Don't kick me out, guys. But I believe he gave gifts to these women that they would be teachers for young women. By the way, don't we need some of them today?
Amen.
Women to teach these younger women how to be wives, how to be mothers. But we're talking different time periods. Then it was supernaturally given. God just gave it to Stephanie. She didn't have to learn it from mama. She didn't have to learn it from books. Today, I watched Latrice. We have her morning devotions every day, even Sunday morning. She was reading about, the title was, Old Women, Godly Wisdom or something. What was that? Growing Gratefully. About old women, not you, y'all. Growing gratefully. Yeah, not graceful, gratefully. And then sharing that with the younger people. We need more. But she has to read. She has to read. She has to study that. You see the difference? This is yes. This is no. You see the difference? Okay. People are confused about this. It was supernaturally given. We don't have that. Now we have to study. We have to glean truth for ourselves. Now, does God help us? Thank God for the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. He shows us these things, but the difference is we don't get it apart from this. We're just not sitting in our bedroom or in our office chair one day and God just opens your head and pours it in. You get it from the book, okay? So there we have the apostles, we have the prophets, we have the teachers. After that, miracles. That's interesting. Literally, these were miracle workers. It says miracles. He gave, for the first churches, people the ability to work miracles. They were miracle workers. What kind of miracles? The Bible does not say. But before we go any farther, I got time. Turn back with me to Mark chapter number 16. I didn't have this in my notes, but popped in my head. The Great Commission is given. Let's begin in verse number 14. Jesus is about to ascend into heaven. Mark 16:14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they set out meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Can you imagine? His apostles. The women came and told him, he rose from the dead. I don't believe it. Go on, leave us alone. We're mourners here. Jesus died. He's alive. He's alive. And he said, you should have believed him. And that's what it meant. He upbraided them because of their unbelief. And then he says, I love this. At the weakest point, these guys, these preachers, the apostles, they were unbelievers, but they couldn't comprehend. Then he says, fellas, I want you to go now into all the world and preach the gospel to every. Aren't you glad God doesn't give up on us? Even the weak, they were weak, and he upbraided them for their unbelief. He says, now, fellas, now I want you to go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Again, verse number 16 is taken out of context. He that believes and baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. I ain't got time to talk about that. But he's not talking about baptism for the remission of your sins. He's just making a statement. Let me just put it this way. There's a whole class. Going to heaven's one thing. There's another thing going first class.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.